With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. This report is brought to you by BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. First, a quick look at the global numbers. 22.6 million coronavirus cases, 792,000 deaths, 15.3 million recoveries, and on Wednesday, 6,600 people died worldwide from COVID-related illness. The U.S. again led with the most deaths, 1,263. That is slightly down from the day previous, though. Brazil, with just over 1,100 reported deaths. India, with just over 800. Here at home in the U.S., Texas with 219 deaths, that's up slightly. Florida with 174, down from the previous day. California with 164, also down slightly. Georgia with 67 deaths, up from 33 the day previous. And Arizona reports 105 deaths, that's up after several down days. Georgia up slightly with 55 deaths. Overall in the U.S., just under 45,000 new cases reported. Deaths overall are down to just over 1,200. In the news, the Food and Drug Administration has placed on hold its emergency authorization for blood plasma to treat COVID-19 so officials can review more data, according to the agency, the New York Times reported. Plasma with coronavirus antibody has been donated by surviving patients, but clinical trials haven't shown it can do much to fight the virus. Last week, the National Institutes of Health said the results on the treatment were not robust enough to continue the practice, two senior administration officials told The Times. The NIH told medical experts to hold off on using coronavirus antibody plasma until the results of a Mayo Clinic study become available. The risk of contracting the novel coronavirus on an airline flight with infected passengers is relatively small, according to a German research team. The research team and letter published in the Journal of American Medical Association's Network Open, that's a monthly open access journal, analyzed a 102-passenger, 4.5-hour flight from Tel Aviv, Israel to Frankfurt, Germany. Aboard a Boeing 737 on March 9th, strict mitigation protocols were adopted by the airlines. It discovered that seven then unknowingly infected members of a 24-person tour group transmitted the virus to only two other passengers, both of whom were seated within two rows. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to claim lives around the world, much research has focused on the immune system's role in patients who become seriously ill. A popular theory is that the immune system gets so revved up fighting the virus that after several days, it produces a cytokine storm that results in potential fatal organ damage, particularly in the lungs. But new findings from a team of researchers led by scientists at Washington University of Medicine in St. Louis point to another theory and suggest that patients become ill because their immune systems can't do enough to protect them from the virus, suggesting that boosting immunity could be a potential treatment strategy for COVID-19. These findings have been published online. With your coronavirus update brought to you by Body Temperature Kiosk, use the code BTKRadio and get $200 off your order. Protect your customers, protect your clients, and your business with BodyTemperatureKiosk.com. And with your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. Don't forget to follow us online at CandidlySpeaking.net for all the latest information and data at your fingertips.